Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I think it's a 2 days.
That was the president answering questions from the White House press corps about hydroxychloroquine and the fact that he is wrapping up his regimen, which created a firestorm across the U.S., as to others who thought, maybe I should get it if the president is taking it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Boy, we got a cyclone that slammed into India and Bangladesh. We have a flood that's crippling central Michigan because of a dam break. We've got a new poll out that shows that Biden leads the president by 11 points. What does that mean? We have the Supreme Court blocking the release of the Russia grand jury material that you thought maybe you could understand. What was that all about? And then you want some good news? The CDC saying that the coronavirus does not spread easily on surfaces or objects. Oh, thank goodness. Now you can actually get cleaning products, perhaps, when you go to your local grocery store or you pick it up curbside. All right, let's start with the Prez first, the little tiny piece that you heard there. That's typically what it's like. You know, he'll answer questions, everybody yells out questions, and you caught part of that. That's a true experience of being in the middle of the press corps. So the president at the beginning of the week mentioned the fact that he was taking the drug that you can only get through a prescription that's used for malaria to prevent malaria and also used for lupus patients. And when he announced that he was taking it, and he had been touting it as a treatment for coronavirus, despite some of the warnings about effectiveness against it, he mentioned it, and then that set off conversations about, well, can I get it? Should I be taking it? And the concern that somehow people would black market it and find ways to get it. The White House physician didn't recommend hydroxychloroquine, but offered it to the president. He made sure he cleared that up. He has tested positive, the Prez, for COVID-19, but he's been taking the drug for about a week and a half, he said, as an added measure to avoid getting the coronavirus because of look at all the people he's exposed to, and that's why he was doing it. By the way, specifically so you know, it's an arthritis medicine that can be used as prevention or treatment of malaria, as well as I already mentioned, treatment for lupus. The Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, any of those places would mention that. But it's only available in the U.S. under prescription. That's it. So you have to get a prescription to get it. And what a wild tug of war that turned out to be once he started talking about it. And so he's saying he's winding it down. There were 368 patients with confirmed cases of COVID-19. They were treated at the Veterans Health Administration medical centers. That's, you know, for COVID-19. Once they found they had it. And there were more deaths in that small group among those given that drug than those receiving whatever the regular care was. And then the drug didn't make a difference in, of course, the need for the ventilators. But then there were reports of some people who got it who were on ventilators, not looking good, and it was almost like Lazarus. They came back to life. So that started the discussion of it in the first place. All I can think of in my head is when you're watching the tube, when you're watching TV, and you see, and it happens probably every 15 minutes. I have to clock it, but I bet I'm a little accurate on that. don't quote me. And then something comes up about a drug to take whatever for anything, for whatever it is that ails you, whether it's migraines or something else. And then you see the people, they look so happy, they've taken this drug. And then there's these long side effects. They go through the list. It could lead to a heart attack. It could lead to a stroke. It could lead to. And I think that was the worry, that there's this potential benefit maybe, but it outweighs the risk, the relative risk. But the bottom line is, you know, you'd have to, they're not selling it out of the back of a car. You'd have to get it through a physician in the United States, and it's pretty tough not to get it that way. It's not like a farm party drug that you're going to easily get your hands on. And some of this started when the White House confirmed that the valet for the press had tested positive on May 7th. So that just kind of ratcheted up that discussion. There you go. Now you know everything I know. We move from the drug and the prez and the press corps to what I said about the CDC, which I think is exciting news. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention has warned, I mean, they've warned that it's possible to become infected with the coronavirus by touching contaminated surfaces or objects. So that's one of the first things that stuck out in my mind. Oh, my gosh. Think of any place you go in, what you could possibly touch, even by accident. And now they're saying it does not spread easily that way, nor by animal-to-human contact or vice versa. And with the CDC upgraded to with their guidelines, they say that it's a new disease and we're still learning how it spreads, that it could be possible for it to spread in other ways, but they're not the main ways the virus is spread. Whew. So you know the $250 worth of cleaning supplies that you have, they might be able to last you a little bit longer. I mean, that is good news, because simply touching something and getting the coronavirus and thinking that it was going to stay on the surface, oh, it could live, I remember this, it can live 4 hours on the surface, 4 hours. So somebody delivers something, wipe it down, 4 hours, it could still be alive, it could still be there, you could touch it and you're going to get it, you're going to get contaminated that way. And I thought, that's ridiculous, right? So what? How do you prevent yourself from touching some of the things you would normally touch? Of course, it doesn't mean you back away from washing your hands, disinfecting surfaces. Why wouldn't you do it? You might as well, especially since you spent that $250 on all the cleaning supplies, right? But the main way the virus is spread is person-to-person contact, right? Even with people who aren't showing the symptoms. And that's why that's so scary, because of the not showing the symptoms. That's why social distancing, staying 6 feet at least away from others. Why washing your hands with soap and water? Why, you know, cleaning is a good thing, right? So it's strange, because we just had a study in the New England Journal of Medicine that showed that the coronavirus can live on some surfaces for up to 3 days and up to 3 hours in the air. And then it can live up to 4 hours on copper for, you know, that long, up to 24 hours on cardboard, 2 to 3 on plastic and stainless steel. But the CDC is saying, well, you know, catching the coronavirus from boxes delivered by Amazon or on your takeout food bag, very unlikely, very, because of poor survivability of the coronaviruses on the surface. So, you know, who do you believe? The New England Journal of Medicine that's saying those specific things there as to the time, or the CDC that says, yeah, just grab the pizza box. Yeah, forget about some of that other stuff that you heard, or the takeout food. You're going to be fine. I don't know. I'm just thinking of all the cleaning supplies I can donate to my neighbors who probably couldn't get any. Numbers, we're talking about them next. We can count.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. Michigan Dam that had lots of safety violations, floods. The hydroelectric dam failed to hold back floodwaters in Michigan, and Midland was the area that was really slammed. And, of course, there were lots of investigations by the feds. They revoked the license of that facility for over safety violations 2 years before the flooding. 10,000 people had to evacuate their homes. Roads have been ripped apart. The state of emergency has been declared by Governor Whitmer. It's pretty nasty stuff. To give you an idea, it's about 140 miles north of Detroit. A lot of the barriers were overtaken by the floodwaters on Tuesday, and that chased people away from their communities in central Michigan. So, you know, Dow Chemical is there. That's their hometown of Midland. And we're talking about people that are under 8-9 feet of water. That's what they saw. So they're, of course, investigating the dam operators again, Boyce Hydro. And they're looking at other dams they own on other rivers that are vulnerable to a possible failure scenario, too. Oof. But the Edenville Dam is the one we're talking about. And Gladwin and Midland counties, those specific areas, they really felt it, obviously, because of the reservoir that they have there, the Wixom Lake, which is popular for boating and fishing. Think about the holiday coming up, but I'm more concerned about the people, and there were no So far, there were no reports of anyone who died, but the dam had two reinforced concrete spillways to carry that excess water when the reservoir levels get too high, but it did not work, could not handle it. Maximum flood, and then that's what you get, unfortunately. So 10,000 people knocked out of the way. And this is a common problem, the whole spillway capacity deal for any dam. It's a problem. But this one was warned over and over and over and over again for all their violations. And I guess a lot of it looks like allegedly was not fixed. And so it led to what ultimately chased people from their homes. But thank goodness they were evacuated. Thank goodness. All right, so let's head to a couple of other things. I think this is exciting because it looks like it has great potential. They've been testing it, but if you are in New York and you're listening or going to New York or do in the future, the buses, the subways, and the stations are being cleaned by ultraviolet light lamps in an effort to kill COVID-19. This is a new pilot program. They're seeing if it works or not. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, they run the buses and the subways and the stations, is saying that they're using the 150 dual-headed mobile devices, that's what they're called, from PuroLight. And it's apparently cost-effective, and it looks like it's efficient. And so what they're going to do is, in the overnight hours, they're going to zap them with UVA and UVB. That's what the lamps contain, and then that full spectrum of disinfectant. They're doing the phase one at the subways and buses and transit stations next week. And if it's effective, they're going to expand it to Long Island outside of Manhattan. It's definitely a first of its kind when it comes to transportation. And so the MTA was happy to jump on it when they heard about it, and they've tried to work this out for about 3 months because they've tried to figure out how do we disinfect the whole fleet of subways and buses. That's our biggest city. How do you do that? And, they reimagined it, started to look at what were some of the possibilities, and it's going to be working in the overnight with the shutdown of the subway trains and when everything's out of service, and just zap them with it. And hopefully it is what it is billed to be. It lives up to that, and that's a very good solution if it works. Reopening is a very big word, but it's also politically charged, it seems. And people's hackles get up when you talk about reopening because of what's happening in our daily lives. But the Justice Department is telling California Governor Gavin Newsom to take steps to permit in-person religious gatherings in the state. There was a letter from the federal attorneys expressing civil rights concerns about the coronavirus restrictions that were limiting in-person gatherings at houses of worship. The letter from the Justice Department said this discriminates against religious exercises. And California hasn't shown why interactions in offices and studios of the entertainment industry and in-person operations are included on the list as being allowed with social distancing, where telework is not practical. So, for example, religious worship, why can't they do that? Newsom, the governor, has said the state could clear the way for the reopening of churches in the coming weeks, with the hospitalizations and infections seemingly going down. So he's basically saying, hold your horses. You are on the list of reopening, and we will put you up to the front the second we feel as though it is safe. Did you realize that we have tension with China? Of course you realize it, for many reasons, including this. The U.S. is selling Taiwan $180 million worth of torpedoes. And by doing that, announcing the sale of the advanced torpedoes to that country, It is leaving a sour taste in the mouths of those in Beijing. And, of course, there already is tension between Washington and Beijing because China claims Taiwan as Chinese territory. So the U.S., like most countries, does not have official diplomatic ties with Taiwan, but they, or we, are bound by law to provide the Democratic Island with a means to defend itself. It's a sticky situation and always has been. China routinely denounces U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. And what we're talking about, the specific equipment, 18 MK-48 Mod 6 Advanced Technology Heavyweight Torpedoes. I know you know exactly what I'm talking about, but that's officially, that's what it is. And, this came, the announcement came on the same day that the Taiwan president was sworn in for her second term in office. And, of course, she immediately rejected China's sovereignty claims. And China says that reunification was inevitable and they would never tolerate Taiwan's independence. So they've had lots and lots of problems there between the two countries, obviously, for a while. And this just throws more gasoline, I guess, on the fire, probably is the way to put it. All right, this is something we talked about, and this is interesting. A federal appeals court Wednesday put on hold a ruling that paved the way for Texas to do this whole vote by mail due to fears of the coronavirus. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, that move came in less than 24 hours after a federal judge in San Antonio ruled that Texas must give all 16 million registered voters in the state the option of voting by mail. So they're saying, you know, this Fifth Circuit is saying, whoa, wait a second. We're putting this on hold for a second because this is a huge, they didn't say this, but this is obviously a huge game changer. And the three-judge panel stopped the decision from taking effect. For now, the case is being reviewed. The Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton cheered the decision, saying that allowed everyone to vote by mail. By doing that, it would only lead to greater fraud and disenfranchise lawful voters. Others are saying that's not true. Voting by mail in Texas is generally limited to people 65 or older, or those with any kind of a sickness or a physical condition where they can't, there's just no way they can vote in person. Paxton says the fear of getting the virus doesn't qualify as a disability under the law. But this is, you know, one of the many fights in this country. The fight in Texas is one that's being played out in many other places over expanding access to mail-in ballots and the pandemic. So life changes with the pandemic and the tug of war over is this fair or right or whatever. There are primary runoff elections in Texas. They're set for July 14th. So we'll see. Stay tuned for more on that. Meet you on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some Michigan cities are under 5 feet or more of water after rivers overflowed from heavy rains and at least two dams breaching. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Our first responders and local emergency response officials and members of the Michigan National Guard and the Michigan State Police have been working through the night to help people get to shelter.
She says the flooding and ongoing coronavirus pandemic are straining their resources. The Government Accountability Office is now out with a new report that found that prior to the coronavirus pandemic, 82% of nursing homes surveyed were cited for infection prevention and control deficiencies, including the failure to isolate sick residents. In addition, about half of these homes had persistent problems and were cited across multiple years. This is USA Radio News. With the latest on the fallout from the firing of a federal government watchdog, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo still being pressed about a growing controversy concerning the firing by President Trump of an independent government watchdog at the State Department.
The president has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government.
Pompeo telling a briefing this morning he should have recommended the firing of Department Inspector General Steve Linnick some time ago, though he did not elaborate. Linnick was reportedly investigating some of Pompeo's actions and conduct. Pompeo called some reports about the investigations crazy and rejected the assertions that the firing was some sort of political retaliation. Pompeo did ask Trump to fire Linnick, and the president complied, but the firing has raised bipartisan concerns on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
All right, we're going to really tackle such an interesting and important subject that I've talked about on this show for the past 15 years. And this time we have in our author's corner Bruce Mattson. He's written a book, rather, From Goo to God, A Science-Based Defense of Creationism versus Evolution. And his business is education, and he really dove very deep in his book. So pay attention to what we're talking about here, because this always brings up some really, really heated debate. Bruce, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm excited to be with you.
So you knew when you tackled this that this is, it's a controversial subject. There's no question about it, but it is deeply important to you. Tell us why.
Well, yes, in modern education, it's very secular, and anything that goes against evolution is really kind of looked at, down at with disdain. And my research has shown that modern day science, there's so many things that totally contradict evolution, and you can break evolution apart. And what my hope as a teacher is, I want that to be included in the curriculum. The science-based facts that go against evolution. I know you can't preach religion or claim or talk about God in the classroom, but I think kids need to know the science that goes against evolution so they're not just indoctrinated on a one-sided argument.
Yeah, and you tell us in the book, you talk about the science. So give us a couple of examples of that where people would say, oh, okay.
Okay, well, just from the very foundation, Darwin believed that the first cell that appeared was just came from spontaneous generation, that it occurred in, they believe, in the goo of the oceans. That's why I, hence the title of the book. And that just by chance, inorganic, non-living things came together and created a living cell. And then that cell eventually evolved into more advanced organisms. The problem with that is science is supposed to be observable, measurable, and repeatable. Well, modern scientists cannot and have tried and for hundreds of years trying to combine inorganic material and create something living, and they cannot do it. So if in the best laboratories of today and with the best of intentions, our scientists can't create a living cell, how can we believe that it just happened by chance? And another part of that is one thing that Darwin didn't know is he thought the cells were just blobs of protoplasm, he called it, so basically like jelly. Again, he didn't realize that there are many organelles within a single-celled organism, and each organelle has different functions, and they coordinate together from, you know, storing food, from organelles that create food, organelles that expel waste, a nucleus that is kind of the control center, and even the cell wall that allows certain nutrients and water in and expels other things but protects it. Now, the chances of that all happening just by chance are so slim, actually pretty much nil. And the problem with that is evolution believes that things happen by slow, subtle changes. But here you're having something that can carry out the complete life processes. Again, a single cell that can move, it can eat or make its own food, it can expel waste, it can store energy, and all these things are coordinated together. And so it just doesn't make sense that that can happen just by chance. Because if any one of those, there's something called irreducible complexity. If any one of those systems weren't in place, it can't be alive. It can't, nothing can function without even think about human life. If our digestive system doesn't work, we can't be alive. You know, if our circulatory system's not working, we can't be alive. So all the life processes had to be in place, coordinated together at that immediate moment. And the chances of that happening are just very, very slim. Actually, I believe zero. So it's, again, nothing like that has ever been observed. And again, so it goes against science. One other thing too that we know today with modern science is that even single-celled organisms have DNA. And we know today the DNA controls the growth and reproduction of cells. So Darwin's problem here is, what created the DNA? Who wrote the DNA? We know DNA code cannot write itself. But we know that single-celled organism, the first one, had to be able to reproduce itself. But we know today it's a very complex process where the DNA makes copies of itself and it splits into another cell. But how could that DNA write itself? And so, again, this first cell had to know how to reproduce itself. And again, just what force brought that cell to life? It's one thing if a bunch of things come together, which, you know, it's unlikely. What actually made it live? You know, so it's just really hard to believe that all these things could come together and that, again, the DNA can write itself. It just is very improbable.
So for somebody who's been in education for over three decades, and you go and tackle this and you start to do even probably more research, were there just moments when you said, wow, I mean, this is even deeper than I thought? Because you know how that is. You start to look into something, you have a knowledge, and then it just gets deeper and richer. Did you find that there was just more evidence of what you just said that backed up what you're talking about?
Absolutely. I've always been a person of faith, and I think, like many people of faith, I thought, well, maybe God uses evolution. Maybe there's some truth to both, being a person of faith and evolution. And the more I learned, the more I realized that's not even close to being true. It can't be true. And so it was just really eye-opening, and I just thought, I have to share this. You know, that's just, there's no way that, because the more I learned, the more I realized that we're not intentionally, but we're lying to our kids. You know, again, as a teacher, I want the kids to absorb what we say, and they take as truth what we say. And again, I'm not condemning anyone, because I've done it myself. Again, with good intentions as a teacher, you teach the curriculum. And I just started to realize there's so many things that aren't true. And it just, it's kind of hit me that I have to get that truth out. And whatever the consequences may be, it needs to be said, because I just think that we're created in the image of God, and we all have a purpose, and we all have certain gifts. And I think we can only find that purpose if we are connected with our Creator.
So we're speaking with Bruce Mattson, and the book is From Goo to God, A Science-Based Defense of Creationism Versus Evolution. You can get it on Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. And you said this a bit in that last question, but ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, evolution isn't true. Again, there's so much science. I have, being a teacher, I actually finished my book with like what I call cheat sheets, where I list about 3 dozen facts within the book, kind of review them, that either disprove evolution or what I say prove intelligent design. There's intelligent design in everything in the world that can't be explained by natural processes. And so that's what I tried to show. One of the good examples I like to give is when I talk about, you know, DNA can't just occur naturally. If you had Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, for instance, if you're looking at that book, you'd know there's intelligent design, intelligent thought into that book. It's very creative, very thoughtful. Now, compare that to a living cell. A living cell can move. It can store food. It can create, make food. Some of them can. It can explore waste. It can, again, carry out the life processes. But a book, which again, you know, it takes great thought and intelligence, can't do those things. It can't move. It can't eat. It can't explore waste. It can't store food. And it's not alive. Yet, when we look at that book, we know that can't create itself. There's an intelligence behind it. Well, but then how can we believe that something that's alive, that's far more complex than that book, just happened by chance, that just happened by spontaneous generation? Yeah, and for instance, the DNA in a single-celled organism, if written out in English, would fill about 7 volumes of encyclopedias. So that's a tremendous amount of information in a single-celled organism. And we'd have to believe that that could write itself by chance perfectly. So there aren't any problems with the life processes. So again, the logic is, we know Romeo and Juliet can't write itself. That's obvious. But something far more complex, a single-celled organism, how can we believe that just happened by chance and its DNA could write itself?
Yeah. Wow, great examples and such passion. There's no question about that. Bruce Mattson, check out the book From Goo to God, A Science-Based Defense of Creationism Versus Evolution. Bruce, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. I appreciate the opportunity.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over, why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you ever read something and then have problems retaining what you really needed to retain? Certainly in school, we know that how huge that is and the whole testing thing and what do you recall. And then there's the argument about, well, you read something and what are you taking away from it? And then somebody says, well, why is that important? And your mind goes through all these machinations of different corridors you're going down because you can't really remember what was important about what you read. Very frustrating and something I think that we all struggle with. Well, I have an answer for that. John Huffman joins us, and he's written a book called Power Learning. And we know this. If you're a learner, you want to get ahead. How do you do that when you're reading, thinking, communicating, all that kind of stuff? And John's had a lifetime of it, so it's perfect to have him on the show. Hey, John, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Did you write that book because you know what it was like, you know, to have to go through a lot of information and pull it together and assess it? I mean, you know, you have a master's in pastoral studies, so you've also got another side to you. But all those degrees, the degrees that you've earned, you've had to remember names and pieces of information. So is that how you got good at it?
Yes. When I first started my freshman year in college, I had a little struggle trying to keep up with everything. Things are real fast-paced in the college setting, and you have to learn how to quickly get the main ideas out of a textbook for one subject and then turn right around and go into another subject in a textbook and get that information and then keep it all separate. You know, so after a while, I developed these systems, and gradually over several years, I developed different systems for different situations that came up. So a lot of it deals with learning in college or graduate courses, but a lot of it deals with just learning what you need to learn every day, too.
So give us a sneak peek of power learning. What would be a technique that people listening could take away and apply right now?
Well, main thing is that when you're looking at, say, a textbook or something, you would need to learn the main ideas. And so I have techniques for picturing main ideas, and the details kind of fall into place if you concentrate so hard on the main ideas that you're looking for. And so my techniques teach you how to concentrate more powerfully. That's why I call it power learning. And with these techniques, you can learn the things in order if you want to, or you can learn them in and out of order. So I tell you, sometimes I meet up with a couple at dinner sometimes out of town, and we haven't talked in a while. So I gather a few points that I want to bring up during their conversation. And sometimes I have 9, 10, 11 ideas that I could bring up. And whenever the conversation kind of gets in the lull, then I'll bring up one of those. And I can do, you know, I bring them up in and out of order. It doesn't matter about how I learned them. I can go down to number 9 and bring that up for the next point. So that's something I use practically a lot.
So much of that is visualization, is really thinking in pictures.
Yes, because we tend to be eye-minded. You know, sometimes you meet a person and you think, well, you know, I've met this person before, but you're not going to remember his name. And that's because we're eye-minded. We remember the faces very easily. So I also explain how you can focus your attention on that person's face and also associate his name to it. So the next time you see his face, you remember it. You pick out a prominent aspect of his face. He might have a larger nose, or he has thick eyebrows or something like that, something that would stand out the next time you saw him. And then you associate a picture with him that would remind you of the name. And that works real well.
Wow. I'm speaking with John Huffman. Power Learning is the name of the book. And I can completely relate to that, because as somebody who speaks for a living, when I'm not in a studio and I'm out speaking to people, you know, from stages, getting off, the way I remember people is exactly that, John, because too many people are approaching me, and I can look at name tags and names, but then it all becomes the same, and then I would get the names confused. So I started to do that, to really look at their face. And there's something to that, too, because you're actually concentrating. You're having even if it's a one-minute conversation, you're having a conversation, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and I would think that would help. What made you decide you were going to write this? Because of what you went through, like we talked about in the beginning?
Yes. I wanted to share the idea with some other people. I'm sure others find the same situation when they get into college or get into even the workplace where you have to learn a new job, maybe. Sometimes somebody has to review the basic job that you're going to be handling when you get there, because you've never done it before. And I found that you just pick up all the ideas that they present to you. And I've had people show me how to do something one day, and the next day I would tell them what I learned the day before, and they would say, okay, well, that's got that. So it helps you to fast learn things so that you can get into what's actually needed from you.
Right, so it's separating what you don't know and just letting the extraneous information fall to the side. And with people who take notes, and you see this, John, and I was one of those people where you're taking crazy amounts of notes, and then at the end of it, I would just have pages and pages of notes, and I still didn't get the main point. And that's what you're saying.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So you got to concentrate on the main things, and surprisingly, the details will fall into place. Your natural mind, you're still using your natural memory, and but you're just enhancing it somewhat with little extra devices to bring those thoughts together in an organized fashion.
We're speaking with John Huffman. His book is called Power Learning. When you, after you put this together and you showed it to some people, what was the reaction to this?
Well, I think they thought it was unique. I don't know exactly how. Sometimes I didn't meet these people again after they had the information, whether they were using it or not. But I'm sure it was a help to them that if they put it into practice, it would be a great help to them.
Yeah. And you know, we talk about power learning, and that's the whole idea, because you cut through what we're talking about here, what's not necessary. You let it fall to the side. You gave a couple of different ideas about remembering somebody's name and also in visualizing whatever the material is. What was the hardest for you when you, because you've done a lot of different things. You were in the U.S. Army. I mentioned the master's that you got in the biblical studies. You got a business administration degree. What was the toughest of all that you did to really pull together and learn?
Well, that's kind of hard to say, but I know when I was in the Army, my last year in the service, I worked at what's called an AC station. It's where the recruiters from the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, and the Navy bring the new recruits in to have them take a medical or physical exam and get all the paperwork together, and then they send them out to Fort Bragg or Fort Jackson or something like that. So during the month, each day, people would be coming in, and we had as much as 150 seats available. So sometimes you wouldn't have but 20 or 30 people, but towards the end of the month, the recruiters would be bringing in more people to get that quota for the month. And so we could have up to 150 people. And every morning, regardless of how many is out there, I would learn everyone's name, because they brought some papers in, and then they had to have some copies made, and I got to see their face and their name. And then later on in the day, say about 10 o'clock, they were to be called into a room to take the oath that they're joining the service. And rather than me getting the paper out or a clipboard and calling out names, I just stood up and said, when I call your name, you stand up in line so we can go get the, be sworn in. And I just go down the rows one by one, name by name, and call them out. And I could call out every one of them. So that impressed them that I knew their name. So during the day, if anything came up, I could call them. You know, call them a certain one. If maybe a clerk or somebody was looking for a particular one to fill out something on the paper, I could get the person that they were looking for.
Wow, that's impressive, and a perfect place to stop this interview, because we know we need power learning. John Huffman, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.